Hello and welcome to the First Impressions podcast. My name's Chris John Riley, and together with my co-host Martin McKay, we'll be talking to presenters at the upcoming FIRST conference taking place in Denver, Colorado between June 14th and 19th, 2026. We look forward to seeing you at the conference, and now we join our interview in progress.
Hello and welcome to the First Impressions podcast. I'm your host, Martin McKay, and I am joined today with Mars Cheng, who is the head of Cyber Threat and Product Defense Center at TX1 Network. And your talk is the EU Cybersecurity Resilience Act, CRA, has begun. How can manufacturers confidently address the obligations and security requirements? Welcome to the show, Mars.
Hello, everyone.
First of all, let me get to the meat of this. What is the Cyber Resilience Act, and why are the listeners going to be worried or concerned or excited by this?
Okay, so let me explain more about things about Cyber Resilience Act. Basically, this act is developed by Europe, EU region. So, but it's very, very novel things. It's the first act. They cover the old digital asset and digital devices. So this act, they passed this act regulations around the end of 2024. And they plan to have a two-phase, I would say, compliance. First phase will be this September of this year, and then second phase will be next December. So they cover a lot of things because basically they required all manufacturer for the digital asset and devices need to have compliance. So if you want to go to the from the vendor side, if you want to go to the EU market, you have to fit and apply this compliance. So that's why CRA is so important, because if you not comply this, so you cannot legal and you cannot pass and get your product devices in the EU market.
What is it that they're hoping to do with the Cyber Resilience Act?
As my understanding, this act is not only looking for ensure their product security in the EU region. So most part important things is they notice never have any product without any vulnerability be discovered. So they also cover one very important perspective is they focus on the reporting obligations, more focus on vulnerability reporting. So they not only making sure the product security in the different perspective, such as development of life cycle or supply chain security or anything else, but they also focus on the more things about vulnerability reporting obligations to their supervisors, such as ENISA or different national certain EUA regions.
So this requires having a reporting capability. It requires using things like good coding practices. I'm assuming that means that somebody thinks that we're not doing all of those things already.
Yes, totally. Because too many huge requirements need to be compiled, and many detailed information and standards not disclosure yet. So I would say CIA is on very high top level authority or regulations, but detailed standard, or we say harmonized standards, not totally be set up yet. So for two phases. First phase still, I would say, very close to us because in the September of this year. But next phase, many things still not clear, so hard to fulfill or prepare in this moment.
And as you said, going in September of 2026 for this first set of requirements is very, very close. I mean, that's what, 4 or 5 months away now. How are people going to be able to hit those goals if they haven't already started?
So I will say it's not an easy thing, because in this September, the requirement is they need to ask all vendors they want to into the EU market, they need to fulfill the reporting obligations. So this reporting obligations focus on two types, I would say. One is actively exploited vulnerabilities. A second will be several instances. So one for product, one for company, basically. So in the regulation, they ask two phases, and they also require you need to find something else. Like if you find in the public area or your intelligence, let you know or you receive a notification showcase that you have some vulnerabilities, no matter one day or your date, you need to report to your single reporting platform within 24 hours. So they have many, I would say, critical timeline set up, such as 24 hours, 72 hours, 14 days need to deliver the report detail information for the security update or any countermeasures. So I would say a lot of requirement still in this September, but hard to prepare because in the EU region or around the world, they don't have any, I would say, sample or model can be referenced. So everything we need to prepare by ourselves earlier, and we try to make the compliance in this September.
What is it that you are going to be explaining to people? Are you going to be outlining the CRA, or are you going to be giving them some concrete steps that you think that people should be taking to meet this deadline?
First things, we need to prepare for understanding to know everything about our stakeholders with internally. Because we need to prepare these reporting applications, like focus on company side, like focus on if we are a manufacturer, like focus on your product inside, product management inside, even legal inside. So you need to identify your internal stakeholders first. It's step one. And also you need to plan the internal process for the instance. So as I mentioned, the two type instance, active exploited vulnerabilities and a very huge critical instance. And we know the things we may face, and we need to process this application for reporting. In our plan, and we share this, is we will take a tabletop exercise because we cannot make this real. So collect our all stakeholders internally and find the process, make an example to do the tabletop exercise to make our internal stakeholders know what kinds of issue or process and situation you may face or you may interact or encounter. So then you have idea, say you will know what kinds of more suitable solution or process procedures for the different internal stakeholders. And then we'll apply this. And we also learn these things is make this tabletop exercise result as an internal process and a policy. And this policy, and I will say this SOP, this standard procedures will help us to identify what is the priority and what is things we most need to do and confirm with in 24 hours, 72 hours, or 14 days. So I would say we need to align to have an internal process for the reporting obligations. But most important part is you need to identify stakeholders and have a process, and I will recommend process a tabletop exercise with all your stakeholders. Not only once, maybe, because it depends on what kinds of things. For our example, we will say we do the at least two times tabletop exercise before June or July, because we have two type case issue, one for vulnerabilities for our product or our devices, the other one for our huge or critical instance for our company service or our external systems. So it's different scenario. And we will say we need to find a way to cover a lot of or most difficult scenario to help us make this tabletop exercise or the procedures. So I will totally recommend understand the process and know the process and make process as a policy or standard procedures and do the a life cycle to exercise this, and totally can help you or can help us to identify how we can do fulfill this reporting obligation things.
It's going to be interesting because I can see how this would affect the vulnerability reporting process of external folks reporting to you. But it also sounds like it may make that a much higher priority for organizations because now they have reporting requirements on those vulnerabilities. Do you see that as having a big impact on that vulnerability reporting?
I will say yes, totally yes, because we need to fulfill just our many things about our internal process. As usual, we would not report, we would not handle or send them information to supervisor within 24 hours or even in 72 hours. I would say totally big impact for everyone.
Is there anything we've missed talking about so far?
I would say we focus on the reporting obligation first, but the most important things is in December 2027 because compared with the September, in last December they have huge work we need to process it. Because according to what we say, CRA is a regulation. So this regulation is we'll ask all vendors need to fulfill their compliance. But in the regulations, I will say they have different things. For first things, you need to categorize on your product because in CRA, they have different type products on classifications, like default products or important class one, important class two, or critical products. Depends on how critical of your products, they have different labels and different models you can apply to the compliance. So from TSR1 perspective, I would say we cover the cybersecurity product and solutions. So we highly our product basically fulfill the important class one and class two. They ask for antivirus, router or firewall. They have some specific and very critical functions. They will belong to class one and class two. And since it belongs to different class type, they have different modules, so they need to fulfill and fit the compilers, such as if they are default product, they can process model A. A model A, you just claim you fulfill CRA and show the evidence say, oh, we already do something on our website and to share this information to say we fit a compiler with CRA. But for class, for the important class one or two, we have different models. Like we need to fulfill like a module B plus C or module H. So it's a different type, but basically we'll be involved with third party verifications. So we need to get CE mark with EU and we can sell and we can put the product in the market. So I would say in the phase two of next December is more complicated things. Because identify our product belongs to what kinds of type is first things. But depends on different type, we also have second things is they have different requirements. So we need to do the gap analysis or gap evaluations for those different product and because they have different features and fulfill with the formal assessment to know what kinds of things we fulfill or not. So I would say for the phase two, it's very more complicated because too many item and requirements we need to fulfill. Like we need to secure by design, we need to have a software build of material, we need to have a secure development of lifecycle process and procedure and documentations and many things we need to have a show the evidence. And we also need to share more information about how we disclose the vulnerabilities, how we handle this. So we need to have different type, including if you are not a security focused companies, you have a lot of job or things you need to do, such as you need to do the threat modeling with your product, perform the risk assessment, do the secure testing, and do a security code or secure your code security scanning. So there's a lot of things fulfill in the stage two. You need to handle, and I will say it's a huge process. Even you fulfill this, you have performed a gap analysis. Know what kind of things you still not fulfill. You need to make this compliant and make this perfect. process to the formal assessment and get CE mark. I would say for the loss of verification process, you still need to find sometimes you need to find third party with notify authorities with different vendor, I would say consulting services, companies or vendor, they have authorization with they can issue a certificate to your product or your companies. So there's a lot of job you need to do that. But in this moment, I would say a lot of companies, they have planned, I would say Taiwan or Asia Pacific, they targeted, they want to combine with the CRA, leverage harmonized standard, but the standard detail is still be set up and discussed with the committee, not disclosure yet, or not have a detailed draft delivered to everyone. So people, or I would say vendor, in this moment, it's still hard to identify the gap and hard to do a lot of things. And I would say for the single product or single devices, for fear CRA, maybe not a very, very critical problem. But if imagine that you are a skill company, you have 4 or 5 product lines. In those product lines, you have total maybe 12, 17 products. And if each product have something small different, maybe, or huge difference, and you need to process and go through each product with your CIA mark, ECE mark, and fulfill this issue and compliance. So for a very huge company, I would say it's very, very huge process. But sometimes I would say it's by product. So some companies they will leverage the strategy with product. So as I mentioned earlier, we have different methods, different module, like module B plus C and module H for field of made to this compliance. So by product, I would say it belongs to module B plus C. And if we have many, many, many products, like 50 products, 100 products, and all products also deployed in the EU market, I would say is another way we can go through this with module edge, because it's quality assurance systems. So it's leverage the quality systems for whole companies. And somehow it's like you need to make your companies fulfill its quality systems and follow the systems to make sure the all result of your products can fulfill with module edge. And you also can go through and comply with this CIA certificate or CIA regulation issue. So I would say two things basically. CIA is the first very powerful regulations and ask and secure, make all digital assets and digital devices more secure in EU region and EU market. And we call the English regulation, they cover, I would say, vulnerability reporting obligation basically. And second one will be they make product itself is very secure or highly secure like other regions because they have the very strong requirement for the products, similar with GDPR, with data privacy. So it's very similar. So I would say it's highly confidence with in the future EU regions. It's very powerful and very safe as more secure product war, devices war in EU region. So I would say that's what I want to say, because these things for vendor side is very hard and very difficult. A lot of things, process, task, procedure we need to follow, need to plan, and need to execute it. But for the cybersecurity war, I would say this will make the cybersecurity war more secure, more perfect. Even we are in the AI region, AI area, we still can interact. We can look at different cyber threat in the next stage.
As I see it, this is another compliance regime that will help those of us in security push fundamental security as a necessary evil, because now you can't sell in Europe without it. And that makes it much more easy for business to prioritize, at least in my opinion. I hope your experience has been the same.
Yes, totally.
I've been talking to Mars Chang, who is giving the talk, The EU's Cybersecurity Resilience Act Has Begun. And that is going to be on the morning of June 19th at 8:30. So I look forward to seeing you then, Mars. And Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the First Impressions podcast, the official podcast of the FIRST Conference. The upcoming FIRST Conference is taking place in Denver, Colorado, between June 14th and 19th. Looking forward to seeing you there.